Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast. Happy Monday Night Football Day, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and with every season, every new season, and this is my 48th season as a Steeler fan, before that kickoff, before that team takes the field, there's always a level of optimism and anticipation. You're 0-0. You listen to Steeler talk and Steeler news. You hear the positives, you hear the negatives. You see things put in place. You see new players. Up until that first snap, and actually even beyond that first snap, that first kickoff, your dreams of winning that seventh Super Bowl ring are at least moderate. You want to see what the defense is going to look like. You want to see what the offense is going to look like. You want to see changes that they made, how personnel reacts, personalities, draft picks. And seems like these days, jerseys and uniforms change often. Stadium, and with the new 2020 COVID thing, how's it gonna look? How's it gonna feel? You see your team take it to a stadium and there's no fans. See, I'm wearing the hat today. I usually don't wear the hat, especially when I'm walking, because the sweating. But today is a special day. Today at 4:10 p.m., the Pittsburgh Steelers kick off the 2020 National Football League season against the New York Giants in the Meadowlands. A stadium, which I would have been, I would have definitely gone, and a stadium where I think it was last year on my birthday, I was catching the bus back to the hotel in New Jersey, and I missed my stop. And then I look up, and it was MetLife Stadium. I was like, wow. Got pictures, of course. But I would have been in that stadium this year had it been not for the COVIDs. So I thought that was cool. Yeah, I stayed in New Jersey. Caught a bus back and forth into Times Square. Free shuttle right outside the hotel. I'm gonna remember that hotel. Moderately priced, fairly clean, safe, convenient. There was like an Aldi around the corner and a Sonic Burger. There was like stuff around there. But I digress, because it's all about the Pittsburgh Steelers today. And Mr. Ben Roethlisberger, who missed most of last season, is supposed to be back and healthy. Looks like he lost weight. He's talking about getting number 7. He feels it. He appears to feel it. He's talking that shit like he does. When he went down last year, Pittsburgh made a move and they picked up Micah Fitzpatrick from Miami. He came in, changed the whole defense, took us to be one of the top defenses in the league. Our problem last year may or may not have been quarterback play. I actually think it was probably more offensive scheme. It was too simple, too primitive, not innovative at all. But then they say, oh, it's a rookie quarterback. Oh, this is that quarterback, this is that quarterback. I don't give people the benefit of that, even though everybody said it. Everybody said it's the rookie quarterback. It's not Ben. It's not Ben. What do you expect? Blah, 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 blah. Maybe running the position is that complicated. But I've seen players come in and do it. Sure, it's complex. But after a certain time, you should be able to handle it. I think last year with Duck, well, Mason got hurt. Mason got hurt. I think he was starting to come around a little bit. Then he got hurt and got hurt again. He may be fragile. That might be his issue. Like Connor, James Connor, running back. He might be fragile. We're going to find out. As Tomlin said, he's going to run that dude in the ground. We're going to see how long Connor can last because we got other backs. We got other running backs behind him. So it's him to lose. It's him for the. It's up to him to win or lose it. Duck last year, I think, was just too small. Couldn't see. He couldn't throw downfield. Mason didn't throw downfield, but I think he started to come out of that towards the, like, as he played more when after his return, but he got hurt. So now they got Ben back. Ben is first ballot of the Hall of Famer, they say. Great quarterback, leader. And the talk or the prevailing theory is that a quarterback that could be or should be as great as Ben Roethlisberger can change a team and lead them. People need to move over. Okay. I know every time I come out here, huh? Every time I come out here, you say, well, why don't you just stop going out there if every time you go out there, you somebody making you mad to move over? Because that's what I do. I'm that guy. You know something else? I'm that guy who will report you for talking too damn loud in the hallway. I'm that guy. I will send an email. The cleaning lady is on the phone too much, too early in the morning, in the hallway. That's me. Don't give a damn either. Anyway, receivers, running backs, our defense, put them on the field, see the colors, see how they come out and play. There's been no preseason. And from what I've watched yesterday, the games were pretty good. I didn't pay full attention to it. Of course, you know, I had to see Tom Brady and I missed a lot of him because we were at a recording session that went very well. But for what I saw, the games looked pretty good. Not that sloppy, competitive. Whatever competitive means. Competitive doesn't mean anything. Both teams could just be mediocre. And that would mean it's competitive. But it looks good. It looks good. I got this cable IPTV package that I get all the channels for $23 a month. So I had all the games. I used to pay $300 a season. Shit. I used to pay $300 a season just for NFL. Another $185 for cable and internet. Now I'm paying $85 cable and another $75 for my phone. So you talk about $75, $375. $560 Maybe that's wrong, because the $300 subscription has to be broken down to a month. But anyway, he paid all that money. Now I'm paying 50 for internet, 50 for my phone, and 23 for the IPTV. So I'm paying like 123 bucks for my phone, internet, and every goddamn cable channel in the world. I'm telling you, I'm gonna ride this dog until the wheels fall off. Until they come take me to jail. And I'll be like, you right, I deserve it. Because for what I'm paying, for what I got, I deserve to serve time. Because even though I don't know if it's illegal or not, the place got good customer service, they're responsive, it works. They even put out little, send emails when the service is down, when the service is gonna be back up. But I digress, because it's about the Pittsburgh Steelers. See, I always get sidetracked, huh? It's about the Pittsburgh Steelers. We always have good receivers, if you ask me. I don't know if that's true or not, but I believe it to be something that I could say without recoiling, thinking that I'm exaggerating to the point of telling a lie. Juju. And it may be an, ouch. It may be, may have been because we had a good wide receivers coach who passed away last year. So we'll see how that goes. And also, we got Matt Canada, quarterback coach. He's supposed to hopefully innovate the offense. I don't know how much innovating you could do in this COVID season. But God knows, the Pittsburgh Steelers offense needs to be updated drastically. Drastically. Hopefully with Ben there, they can run some different plays. They can mix it up a little bit, because Jesus Christ. Last year, it was disgusting. But even when Ben was there, the offense wasn't that spectacular or sophisticated. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. And the way I'm doing this now, I'm out here a little bit early, trying to get a bulk of my steps in. Might even do a whole 10,000 this morning, because I'm gonna take my lunch right at kickoff. I'm gonna take my lunch right at kickoff. And the game starts at 4. I work till 8. So I'll be working through the whole game. But if I take my lunch right at kickoff, maybe don't take my breaks. Save my breaks, but I'm gonna have to take my breaks. I gotta take my break. Maybe save one break to the end. I can watch the game and take calls. That's gonna be the thing. Watch the game, take calls. Hopefully things will settle down. And quite frankly, if it gets down to where I gotta take a pause, there's a way I can pull myself out of the queue. You know, check out a play or two that needs my attention. Crucial third down for Pittsburgh, or touchdown or something, or celebration. I might have to, you know, hit mute, take a call, acknowledge the support. Just, yeah, you know how that goes. But it's about the Pittsburgh Steelers today. I love this football team. I love that I love them. Meaning it's nice to have something like this in my life that has sustained me for 48 years. And a lot of people say sports is this, sports is that. It's just a game, it's just that. But when you're a young boy growing up in a sports culture, who your team is matters. There's a certain respect you get when your team performs. When people know what team you represent. And they know you happy because they won. Or they know you sad because they lost. It comes at you. There's a respect. Even as a adult among a bunch of us still kids, as 60-year-old kids, who your team is matters. No, they don't pay you. No, you never played it down with them, but your heart is in it. And other people understand what it means. There's a group of us who understand what it means to have your heart in it for a team. And to reach that pinnacle of winning the Super Bowl 6 times with that team that I've loved, and I started liking them before they started winning Super Bowls. There's just something about it. There's an exhilaration that you get. There's bragging rights. There's more to it than just it being a game. And oh God, don't let me go into what it's like being in a stadium. 60,000 of you in there, black and yellow, screaming, understanding that most of these people love this team just as much as you do. Just sharing and talking shit and letting all that testosterone out and hollering and slapping each other 5 and cheering when the team does something good. It's an experience in itself. That is an experience in itself. Again, especially if your heart is into it. And I guess I can't say if you got a stake in it, but you put faith in it and had a long time belief in it, and you feel like you have a intimate relationship with it, or you do have an intimate relationship with it. You've invested in it, you represent it. Other people see you on the street with your hat on and say, hey, thumbs up, license plate frame, or decal on a car out here in California, you see them Steelers stuff. Of course, when you go back home, everybody wears Steelers stuff. First couple of days, I gotta get used to it. Because everywhere you look, people wearing Steeler gear and stuff. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Then, okay, I'm back here. Even though it's in Ohio, halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, a lot of Steeler fans. Might have been bandwagon, no doubt about that. Cleveland ain't been that productive, but there's a lot of diehard Cleveland Browns fans, and I give it up to them. Much respect to the Cleveland Browns fans who hang in there. I was born in Pennsylvania, that's my excuse. I was born in Pennsylvania, lived in Pennsylvania, I guess for the first couple weeks, a month or so of my life, in my grandmother's house, till I moved to Ohio. So that's my reasoning, and a lot of my family. In fact, a lot of my family is in Pennsylvania. I used to run around in Pennsylvania a lot. Hung out there a lot, so doo-doo, that's it. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey, and it's Pittsburgh Steeler Day again. Out here, trying to get these steps in. Gonna do a little extra. Even though I'm gonna do extra, but what I could also do is walk after work. There's no law or rule that says that I can't walk after work. And quite frankly, walking after work might be the thing to do. Last night, after the recording session, I walked to the store purely to get sweets because I ate breakfast. We did the recording session. Them Negroes worked me. Oh, turn this down. Can you make that? Can you bring that up? Move that over here. Do this. Them dudes worked me. Bring that up, turn that down. Put EQ on that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Move that over here. Pan that left. 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock. But, you know, my mentality was, you know, I'm gonna talk shit back. Like, oh. But my mentality is, you know, hang in there, get it done. You know, this is kind of what you want to do in a way. You want to learn this. You want to be able to be that guy. You want to be able to handle this going forward, sense of accomplishment. So I was handling it. I was doing what, you know, we got something. We definitely got something. And I feel happy with the contribution I've made to it. You know, not just engineering and recording, but I definitely, you know, added something to it. Not to take away from the talent that was in the room, the musical talent, but the engineering talent and the mixing talent and the producing talent, I did a little something. I got a little something, something, you know. And even I look at that and go, ooh, Jeffrey, okay, okay, okay. And again, I've said this before, a lot of it, not a lot, but some of it, a portion of it is just accident. You dropping the right wave at a place on accident, and it just goes, you go, ooh, hmm, or an errant note or this or that. And you hear it and you go, oh, okay. And you can make something out of it. Some of it might be talent, being having an ear to hear something and then turn around and make something out of it. A lot of, but it happens too much. It happens way too much. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all time, Pittsburgh Steelers Day, Ben Roethlisberger, baby. James Conner, Juju, Micah Fitzpatrick, that defense, Cam Hayward, TJ Watt. Let's come out and get it done, y'all. Mike Tomlin, let's come out and get it done. Let's just play a good game. And the other thing too about this, I've done this so many times. Pittsburgh done went 0-4. I think we went like 0-4 last year or something crazy like that and still had a chance to make the playoffs, even though we didn't deserve it. I'm watching the game and the things that are going on. And I'm like, we don't deserve to go to the playoffs. We just don't deserve it. Even if we made it, I'd have took it and act like we should be there. But we just didn't deserve it. Our team just wasn't good enough. There's certain things we couldn't do. We couldn't score. Our offense just wasn't good enough. Our offense wasn't even capable. So I knew we didn't deserve it. But I was going to ride that pony until it died. And then it died. And the season was over on the last game of the season. But and it's happened before. I think we went 0-4 one time. Because all we could do is win a division. You got to win a division, and you play everybody in your division twice. So it's always head-to-head. You win a division, you go to the playoffs. A couple of times, I think, people from our division went to the playoffs with a record like 8-7. Or 9-6 or something. Or 8-9-8. Blah, blah, blah. 9-8, 9-7, something like that. So, there's always hope. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Pittsburgh Steeler Day, 23 minutes. Yep, I'll be holding that selfie stick with my hand. Somebody asked me, do I got a gimbal? I'll be holding it so steady. I guess, I don't think I have video stabilization on. But it is about letting that arm kind of pivot and move with your body and keeping that hand steady, like I'm doing now. There's some movement, but and nowadays, photography or whatever, they put that little movement in there to make the camera not look like it's stable. They put that little like movement to make it seem like, you know, the camera's moving. Somebody's holding the camera, and we've gotten used to that. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all twice. Pittsburgh Steelers tonight, baby.